The Storyflow Daily Brief for June 8th. Here are today's top 10 news stories. First, from Marginalia with Beth Allison Barr, a secret of the SBC's success in banning women as preachers and pastors. This post blends some abridged and summarized text in block posts from Becoming the Pastor's Wife with new material to help you better understand why SBC pastors' wives were so critical to the success of the SBC's quest to institute a male-only clergy. Trigger alert. I include a letter written to Dorothy Patterson that may be triggering for women who have lived in controlling relationships. Also, for those following my feminism series, you will want to read this. Also, too, can we stop sidelining women as less important in history than men? I want to talk with you about a ministry job in T2nd, from the Bureau. One minister, two mandates, Mark Miller's Anti-Semitism Council and the Palestine Uprooted exhibit his portfolio funds. Ottawa. On the evening of June 1st, at Holy Blossom Temple in Toronto, Prime Minister Mark Carney told an audience of Jewish leaders something no Canadian Prime Minister had said so plainly, that the Redmore Third from the Bureau, in unprecedented joint alert, Canada and Five Eyes allies warn that China's military spies are hunting Western officials through LinkedIn. Ottawa. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service issued an extraordinary joint alert Wednesday alongside its Five Eyes counterparts, the Australian Security Intelligence Organization, New Zealand's Intelligence Community, Britain's MI5, and the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, warning that China's military intelligence services are systematically hunting current and former government and military personnel through professional networking sites and online job platforms in what the agencies described as an aggressive and escalating effort to strip Western democracies of Sensi Fourth from the Bureau. Indigenous policing is Canada's front line against networked transnational crime. I recently had the privilege of speaking to the First Nations Chiefs of Police Association in Victoria. It was a meaningful moment for me personally because I had addressed this same group more than 25 years ago. At that time, many Indigenous police services across Canada were severely under-resourced, underfunded, and often isolated from the broader law enforcement framework. What I witnessed this time was fundamentally different. I met chiefs and deputy chiefs who demonstrated professionalism, humility, and a deep commitment to the communities they serve. Fifth, from the Bureau. On the anniversary of Tiananmen, an Olympic champion's father tells Congress how Beijing's spies tracked his family on American soil. Washington. 37 years to the day after Chinese tanks rolled into Beijing, Arthur Liu sat before a congressional commission in Washington and described the existential fear he had escaped in 1989. And the moment it chilled him to the bone again, as he boarded a flight with his teenage daughter while she prepared for the Olympics. As we were boarding our flight, I received a telephone call from the FBI, Liu told the commission. The agent informed me that the spy was on his way to our home, Sixth, from the Bureau. A U.S. judge clears an accused fentanyl broker to seek his witness in China and to ask Beijing for help. Houston. For more than a year, the prosecution of Minsu Fang has stood as a showcase of the evolving front in America's fentanyl war, a case that investigators say runs from a Texas warehouse through Mexican cartels and back to the chemical suppliers of China. In the government's telling, it also documents something larger. Seventh, from Really American. Breaking. CBS fired Scott Pelley for telling the truth. Good morning. This is Really American. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, and we have some major stories to cover today. Scott Pelley was fired from 60 Minutes after publicly accusing CBS of instructing him to inject falsehoods and bias into his reporting and give politicians control over who interviews them, a statement that may be the most significant public accusation made against an American news organization in decades. Eighth, from Really American. Breaking. Trump's terrible day and his own party did it. Good evening. This is Really American. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, and it was a stunning day of Republican rebukes against Donald Trump. We love to see that. In a historic first, the House of Representatives voted to block Trump from ordering further strikes on Iran, the first time either chamber has passed such a measure since the war began more than 3 months ago, with four Republicans breaking ranks to vote with Democrats. Senate Republicans separately pulled the $1 billion in taxpayer funding Trump wanted for his White House ballroom project, a second major rebuke in a single day. Ninth, from Really American. Breaking. Trump is having the worst week of his second term, and it's not over. Good morning. This is Really American. It is Thursday, June 4th. Donald Trump is living through what may be the worst week of his second term, and it is not over. Courts blocked him. Congress rebuked him. His own party said no on multiple fronts. His war powers were challenged for the first time. His ballroom lost its $1 billion. His Kennedy Center name was ordered removed. His slush fund was killed. And a Fox News poll out of Ohio shows a 20-point swing toward Democrats in a state Trump won by 11 just 2 years ago. Tenth, from Really American. Breaking. Trump nearly fell asleep out of his chair. Good evening. This is Really American. It is Thursday, June 4th. Trump almost fell out of his chair as he fell asleep in the Oval Office today. Trump appeared to doze off and slump to the side in the Oval Office Thursday afternoon during a briefing on coal. One day after Secretary of State Marco Rubio was shown video of Trump sleeping on live television in Congress and denied it was happening. The Kennedy Center formally directed staff to remove Trump's name from all communications, signage, and the building itself by June 12th. That's today's news brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning. Refreshed 051642 ZEZ.